From the land of peeps, Mark Guitar, and Bacon-themed baseball teams, it's the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast! And now your hosts, George Wacker and Tyler Rothrock!
Hello, 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 and welcome to episode 4.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stop saying what episode it is after
10.
We get through a couple. But here we are, we're a month in, so that's really good. We're in episode 4 of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. I'm your host, George Wacker, with the other host, Tyler Rothrock.
Hey.
And we're here on a really weird Sunday. We're recording this Sunday. We're trying to release these every Monday. We just had like the weirdest nor'easter ever. And I'm like, I make fun of people complaining and talking about the weather constantly because it seems like on Facebook, they're like, I have nothing important in my life to talk about, so let's talk about the weather. But this one really sucked.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere. What is a nor'easter, by the way?
It comes from the northeast.
Okay, that makes sense.
I don't know, and I'm probably wrong about this, but I think it's like some air pockets or whatever from Canada, and because of whatever the pressure, they come down from there, and it's bad.
I'm gonna guess without any education, it's a low pressure system meets a high pressure system.
I think isn't that all weather?
Yeah,
that's everything.
But yeah, it came out of nowhere, and like, cause I was in New York City on Friday, and it was like the day I chose to drive my car in, and I'm like, there's no way I'm getting home. There's like 60 mile an hour winds. I look up the news. My mom's like, hey, our power's out here, you know, in the Lehigh Valley. Yeah. It's like, what?
I was just downtown doing something. I walk out, and the weather, it was like hitting you 60 miles an hour, and usually people are. I feel like I have enough, I follow enough of those crazy people who are that I'm warned.
Yeah.
I have a good warning, or at least I know,
right.
Like, okay, it's going to be bad, I'm going to stay in. This one just...
came out of nowhere.
It sucked.
There was like a pileup on 33, right?
Yeah, and you know, you hate to tell people why you're driving in this, but it's also like, I don't think anybody thought it was going to be
this
awful.
Right, it just came out of nowhere.
And they were like,
did they predict it? Like, because I saw Friday or Thursday night after the show, we had some weather Thursday too at the comedy.
Yeah,
show.
But that was mostly just rain, whatever.
But then I saw there was like on the news that one guy was like, there is one model for tomorrow. And like, this is what the weather do. They like give me four scenarios where everything is possible.
Right. And they're like, well, I had it covered.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like predicting the outcome of a game. It's like, well, this team could win, or also this team could lose.
Give
us like a more like a honed in.
Well, that's why I prefer like the Ed Hanna's on Channel 69 News rather than all of these weather sites or Facebook posts that have come up.
Right.
Because the guy's like, well, I took meteorology. And I know that there's a science behind it. I get that. But. Again, they just say, we're going to write like 37 chapters of all this jargon that nobody else understands so that when we get it wrong, I can go back into one of these paragraphs and be like, well.
Yeah, it's that's what we do. Like, well, we're going to go over every possible scenario. Well, what do you think is going to happen?
And if you're wrong, you know what? There's the way it goes.
I was on the subway and I saw this advertisement for the news out there has the weather station has this new Doppler radar.
Okay.
And part of the advertisement was this Doppler radar can detect raindrops on the ground.
That's
like,
helpful.
You know who else can do that? Humans.
My foot.
Yeah. I can also do that. Can you make sure that you like have a good guess? That's like basically waking up and be like, today, the weather today in the Lehigh Valley is, there's a couple different scenarios. It's either going to be sunny, it's going to be cloudy, it's going to rain, or it's going to snow.
But it's also like a cyclical, awful thing because, so the weather people, who have, no matter who they are, they're going to predict something and they're being in, like 100% correct never happens. So they're going to be wrong.
Right.
And then, you know, somebody who got like ran off the road is going to blame it on the weather person.
Yeah.
Even though they knew better, like
it
could
be
bad. So then they're like, well, this person sucks. So then the weather person then gets mad.
Yeah.
Because they're like, well, you know, what am I supposed to do here?
That's what I just wish that, like, the weather part of the news, they would just be a little bit more like, hey, we have no idea. We got no clue.
We know snow is coming.
Yeah.
So just know that.
It's cold. And I can feel that with my skin. So wear a jacket.
Well, do you see the people also on social media who get mad? Because like, so they'll say, oh, we're predicting 2 to 4 inches.
Yeah.
So then it's like 4.8 inches. And they're like, you, what the F?
Yeah.
I don't believe you got it wrong. Go back to meteorology school. Like, there's either there's snow or there's no snow.
Right, right. Like, and you can kind of tell, by if you've lived here long enough, you can kind of tell when it's going to accumulate.
You get those like, big, puffy, and you're like, yep,
I love the social media posters that like will be like, hey, it's snowing here. Is it snowing where you are, also Lehigh Valley resident?
Hey, I'm in Easton and it's snowing. Do you think it's snowing in Forks Township? Yeah. Send me your photos of also snow.
Also, I saw our Barstool Sports, Channel 69 got a little
show. I know, we're going to get to, and again, it's not going to be today. But yeah. 69 News is going to... I want to do like a podcast on the history.
Yeah, I would love that.
And you know, if any 69 of my favorite people, just like 69 News, are listening to this, hopefully maybe we can get somebody on and like disguise their voice.
Yeah.
But here, this is... I just thought of this too. This isn't on our thing, but... So Friday night, it's awful. It's really... I mean, it gets to the point where it's like, you should not be outside.
Right.
Just, you know, just stay home. Number one... Safe for your own safety, but then number two, also for the safety of people who are going to have to help you.
Right.
So just to stay in.
Yep.
So then I had this like catch 22 of I'm really hungry.
Yeah.
And we have enough food, but it's like the food that I don't want to like cook it.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When is it not okay to call for delivery? Because then it's like, well, they make money on delivery, so I would even I'll tip them more.
Yeah, I think that's the
hardship. But are they like, are delivery people like, no, don't call me, or like I'd rather get called because I'm not making any money today?
Yeah, it's like, I somebody argued this in because of Seamless in Manhattan, because there's a lot of people do it by foot, you know.
Oh, okay.
And like bikes, if you do call for like Seamless or delivery. That's okay in bad weather. I think it's okay. You should do that because that's why they're there. You know, that's their job, and they showed up to work knowing what. But you should definitely take care of them for
tip them more. Yeah. And I wish there was like an option even in like the Grubhub app or whatever where they're like, we don't want to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I would respect that.
Right.
And I feel like
not today.
And I feel like the Chinese food delivery people. I don't want to come off the wrong way. I just feel like they're up for the challenge more.
Well, they're good at it.
Like they're just like, I don't care. Like please. Is it like a monsoon? Mm-hmm. We're here to bring you everything you want.
Yep.
Like they're more than happy. It could be like, but then you get that one guy from Pizza Hut who's mad at you and I'm afraid they're gonna like spit in my food or something.
Right.
So,
some guy's like, well, I was just, what do you mean? You're gonna make me stop texting to come deliver your food?
So the end of the story is I didn't.
Yeah, you just cooked whatever you had.
Yeah, it was like some actual food that it was annoying. But didn't do that. I think I saw one of our friends, Richie Warmkessel.
Warmkessel. There was an internet debate on that.
He was really mad because it like took his pizza like a solid 45 minutes to get to him. I don't think it was in bad weather, but he was just really...
That's not cool.
Yeah. Poor Pizza Hut. But yeah, so weather's been awful. People are there's a lot of people even we know that don't have power yet.
Oh.
So this was just one of those. Usually it always snows in March once, but this like sucked.
Yeah, yeah. This was a bad one.
This wasn't even like a go downtown and get drunk kind of thing.
Right. Just like stay inside because you know there could be a tree.
It's actually dangerous outside, and there's trees everywhere. So.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, that's kind of been the start to this.
Well, we hope everybody's okay out there.
Yeah, I mean, again, like having, I had a friend who had two trees fall in her house. Two. Like,
jeez.
There's another guy I saw, the owner of Red Stag Pug. Great guy. He put on his Facebook, he was driving and a tree fell behind him. So he stopped. He's like, whoa, it's crazy. And then he stopped and a tree falls in front of him.
Oh my God.
Like, that's when you're like, I'm in. I'm inside.
Yeah,
and hopefully no trees come into my
house. I'm going to move to the desert for the week.
But, So that's kind of been.
It's been a hot week though for local news, George.
Yeah. Well, real quick, because this kind of gets into, we had our first comedy show at the Ice House, which went pretty well, and is our first one. It's a March one, so we're working out some kinks, but it was a lot of fun. The people who came seemed to have a good time. One guy had a really good time, but not enough that, you know, it would have been an issue, but he had a great time.
He seemed to be having a good time.
He said he'd be back.
I think he lives there now.
The ice house? Yeah. I live there. I want to have like an adult sleepover.
Yeah.
Because there's enough room in there.
I love how you like make sure like you say an adult there. That's good.
Well, there's no, yeah, I don't want to. When that, you know, when you're drinking alcohol and then it's just, no.
Yeah.
So people over the age of 21. But yeah, so we're setting all that together and we get the news about Ed Pawlowski, the mayor of Allentown, who has been convicted of 47 of 58. Corruption charges. I mean, without going into all the detail, you know, he convicted him of fixing contracts for, you know, donors to his campaign and giving whatever.
For him, I guess he had more political ambitions. But I've been following the story. What's been crazy to me is how calm he seemed.
Yeah.
Like
these aren't like two like, oh, I missed some parking tickets.
Yeah.
These are federal charges. Yeah, like, the FBI's in your house.
Like, he's just like kind of like waving at the cameras with his Wawa coffee. He's like, I'm just going to go through my routine. You know, I wake up at 6. I head down, get a cup of coffee, talk to the guys.
I'm more impressed with that.
Really?
How can you keep your... If the FBI was investigating me...
Yeah.
And I had any... You know, there was any chance of something. I don't know what I would do. I wouldn't be able to do it.
I wouldn't. It would ruin. I don't think I'd be able to leave my bed.
Right.
But I also wouldn't be able to sleep either. So I would just be like kind of.
Just a mess.
Yeah. Just. I think I have a flat tire in my car right now.
Yeah.
I'm a mess right now. Just sitting here. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's just like going about his
daily life. No problem. I mean, obviously he was upset as anybody would be. And, you know, you know, he's convicted. He's got to do the jail time.
Yeah,
but you got to, you know, you feel bad for his family. I wonder if humans,
people like that, like just think that they're not gonna get caught, or they're not that they're not gonna get caught, but like there's no way I'm going down. I'm the mayor.
I don't think you think. I think there's like certain levels. Like you don't think. So he helped a buddy out,
right?
Like to say that, we have no idea. We have no idea. But say it started out with, hey, I'm gonna help my buddy out. Big deal. That happens every day. I mean, that happens.
That's the thing. I was talking to my one friend. He was like, you would be shocked on how easy it is to commit.
To actually break the law.
Yeah, to break the law in a position of power like that. And the thing is, though, Allentown is in way better shape than it was. Like, he did good.
I just bought Steelhawks season 2. Yeah, that's like, right. I'm in, you know?
So I wonder how much of a kickback he's getting on your season 2.
I know. I probably gave him like $20.
Does he own the part of the team?
But... Yeah, it's amazing. I don't think that you're thinking about that when you do some of those things.
No.
And I think it must be, I mean, again, I don't know, but I'm speculating. You must get to a point where you're like, well, I already did this, so.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I trust the people. I'm like, and that's what happened is you know, people break and.
It might just be something as like favors. Like, I don't know, like doing I don't think you can just do favors for people. At a certain point, I think.
Like, what if your neighbor is in charge of Parks and Rec, or the tree service, and he's like, "All right, you know, I'll help you out with that." Is he breaking the law? Like,
yeah,
possibly.
I guess technically, yeah.
I mean, I guess this is a much more severe. He was.
Yeah,
actually,
I think so, but we don't know the details.
I mean, the detail. Like, he was fixing contracts, which are like probably multi-million-dollar things for like a kickback. So it's, man, it's just it's yeah, but it was crazy that even. He hasn't been sentenced yet, so he's like out.
Is he out? He's out in the lamb?
And I'm friends with him on Facebook. So, you know, he's at the church.
Posting memes?
No, he's not posting memes. But he's like at the whatever, like he was at a soup kitchen, like helping out.
Still he posts like that feeling when you get convicted meme.
I do feel bad for him. I mean, he did definitely, no matter. These things, I mean, you know, it's corruption. It's not good.
Right.
But if you look at Allentown now compared to before he took over 12 years ago, it's a definite improvement.
Which is the
it's
lesson.
Not saying this is okay.
The lesson is to make a city go from bad to mediocre, you got to break some laws. You got to
break 53 federal laws and then get sentenced. And he could be sentenced for a long time. So
I love how they went through the process of like dismissing some of the things. It's like, you're sentenced to 1 million years, but we're going to let you off this charge. That would because instead of being sentenced to 1,200 years federal prison, you're going to be sentenced to 1,158 years in federal prison.
Did you ever see the one for, like, there's a murderer and, like, a serial killer or something? Uh-huh. They've killed, like, 40 people. And, like, well, we've convicted him on two.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's going to, and then the, like, say they, I don't know, say they killed somebody, like, your family. And they're like, oh, we're not going to go through all that because he's already convicted. Yeah. I mean, I get it, but that sucks.
Yeah. Like, they're like,
and then I'm not comparing Ed Pulaski to a serial killer.
It's just the process. Yeah. Like, they'll be like, he's got seven consecutive life sentences. Well, what's the point of that?
I don't know.
Just go with one. All you need is one.
So, yeah, I don't know how the law works. Between the weather and that whole thing. And now it's like, who's going to be mayor? Like, I don't even want to go down that rabbit hole because I read some stuff. Like, I don't even know. Like, people.
Should you run? You want to
yeah,
be
I'll go in.
Go, see, put your name
I don't
on the belt.
I don't get anywhere near that stuff.
Man, imagine if you were the mayor of Allentown.
No. Because I'd be like, I'll come over and I'll help somebody out with, like, shoveling their sidewalk. Yeah. And I'd go to federal prison.
Yeah, right.
I guess it's, you know, it's one of those thankless.
Yeah, things. I guess so. Being the mayor. I don't know.
I mean. I wish him all the best. I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't think, you know, he definitely, we said he kept his cool when
he definitely kept his cool.
But afterwards, he was definitely
he was upset.
And he got a feel for the guy. So
hope everything works out. Hope Allentown rallies back and continues to thrive.
It's just, Allentown is where it's easy to make fun of because it's, you know, there's a, because the morning call the Express Times is going to be like, oh, there's a shooting. Boom, front page.
Right.
So you're going to constantly have that no matter what because you have 115,000 people. That kind of stuff never goes away.
Like, right.
It's just you can't end all crime. Yeah. So there's always going to be shootings just because people are idiots. But
that's, people forget how the population, like, it's the third biggest city.
Right.
And, like, the Lehigh Valley is one of the fastest growing urban areas in the country.
Oh, yeah. I think it's, I mean, I don't know.
So there's going to be, like, we're, I think people are still used to the notion that it's a small town, and it's kind of no longer just a small town.
I still think people, too, take that when they see somebody shot somebody, they take that as an easy out. Like, see, I told you, it's a piece of crap.
Yeah, yeah.
When it happens, unfortunately, no matter where you go, it's just magnified here because of the size. You go to New York City, there's people getting shot like every 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
You don't notice it because, well, that's New York City.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, Allentown, I definitely feel much more comfortable. You know, I got these season tickets. Mm-hmm. I know it's the Steelhawks, whatever. Yeah. But still, like, I'm investing and saying, hey, I'm going to go to
PPL.
X amount of PPL things, and we're probably going to do lunch or dinner before or after.
Yeah, they got some great restaurants
down there. So, it's just a whole, unfortunately, I think this is going to be a positive thing at the end.
Unfortunately?
Of the day. Well, I mean, because it had, like, somebody had to go to federal prison.
Yeah.
For,
oh, yeah. There's, like, yeah, yeah, I got you.
You know, possibly decades for this to happen. So, whatever. It's just, wow, man, this week's really depressing.
It is. It's hard to find good. I got a flat tire.
You have a flat tire. You don't feel well today.
I don't feel well.
I just discovered that I have allergies. I've never had allergies in my life. Everybody's trees are falling over.
Yeah.
Like, I have friends with no power who are, you know, they're filling up their bathtub so they can flush the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Next
week will be a good week.
March is like a really weird month.
I think March is my least favorite month.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of January. It's like the most
Okay, January. January and February.
January gets dark at like noon.
Yeah.
And it's just depressing. Like, usually now it's like, okay, you know, we're going to get through this stuff. It's going to be hopefully pretty good.
On the horizon, because you got April, you know, that's when it starts getting warm. Then you got May.
Well, here, I mean, we're at the point, you know, this is going to be going out early March, March 5th, whatever. We can start talking about St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
We want to be a little bit, you know, let's talk about what is Allentown really good at? St. Patrick's Day parades.
Yeah.
They probably have one of the best. Now, if you want to go party, you go to Scranton.
Right.
Where you might die. And,
yeah.
And that's an experience all into itself. Like, we would go into, I went up to Scranton at least a couple times for St. Patrick's Day. They would open up, like, just different, like, businesses that weren't in business then. They'd open them up, and they would let people bring beer in and sell it, and the entire floor would be covered in sawdust.
Yeah.
So if you spilled beer or you vomited, they could just brush it out the front door.
That's
and I'm like, that's the smartest thing ever.
And also super gross. Yeah, and just but, the just a sad thing that you need to do that.
It's amazing. Allentown, on the other hand, you know, you have the parade, which is going to be fantastic. It's always pretty good. They have that weird, have you ever seen that weird clown that's always in it? Who, he like pulls a pig.
I thought that was just Ed Pulaski the whole time.
There we go. I wonder if he's going to be in it. Because he's not out of office yet. Like, technically.
Oh, dude, that would be the ballsiest move. Just,
can you imagine if just he walks? He's walked in every single one he's ever.
Oh my God, that would be the ballsiest move of all time if he walked in the Allentown State.
Why wouldn't he at this point? Why would you not? I mean, what does he have to lose by walking in the parade? Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
In fact, it might even help him.
The swan song. The last lap.
Like, I'm sticking to my...
Well, he's been convicted. He's not innocent. It's over.
Damn. Yeah, wow. I'm gonna watch for that.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Because I don't think I'll be going to that parade this year because the
Southside.
The Southside's having theirs. Big, you know, quick history. Bethlehem's had their St. Patrick's Day parade for like, I want to say 7 years now.
And yeah.
It's been run by Celtic Classic. Unfortunately, they couldn't do it this year, I think, due to some volunteer issues. I don't know the whole story. So we were talking with Chaz Patrick, who owns Molly's on the South Side. And we were over there on one evening. We were like, hey, you know, what if we put one in the Greenway there? And he's like, oh, think about it. And then the South Side Arts District people, we met with them and they just ran with it.
Yeah.
And so there you go.
That's cool. That's
it's going to be...
I always love a good St. Paddy's Parade. I always, like, it's always a good one.
Well, it's because it's kind of like your town saying, go drink.
Yeah. You know, we got to get that clip from one of our favorite radio hosts of all time. He had on... My worst performance in Bethlehem was on a St. Paddy's Day.
I wonder why.
It was at the Goot.
You performed the
the performance of drinking. I would say. I think I had too many shots of Jameson, and I needed to leave the Goot. And
were you told you needed to leave?
Okay,
because very rarely are you like, you know,
that's
what?
The thing. If you
know what me, yeah. I've reached that when you get to that level of self awareness, it's a great thing.
Yeah.
But not many people do.
No, I needed a little help to get to that level of self. And
it's good.
So I had a friend. One of our friends lived close by, and I ran, tried to run to his house.
You thought you were running,
and I fell, and I.
I remember this. Wasn't there a video of it?
There's video, and then it was on the radio.
So you fell, and you...
I tried to stop my fall with my hands, and cinders went in my hands, where I had to...
That's the worst.
I had to get surgery to get them removed. Like, the day after St. Patty's, I went to CityMD in New York, because that's where I was living at the time.
Okay.
And...
So you traveled all the way to New York?
I tried to get it out with my own self. I couldn't get them out. And I that was a Saturday, I think. I drank the whole Sunday. And just, you know, thinking it would all work itself out.
This will just pop out.
And then I got to the CityMD with my hands like all mangled. And the doctor just looked at me. He's like, and all she said was, St. Paddy's Day, huh?
Help, please.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, man, you really
sucks.
You really celebrated your heritage the right way.
Really?
Drinking Jameson until you fall.
Yeah, I remember seeing that video. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, it's a pretty awful video.
And that's, you know, one of the good reasons, too, that I'm very happy that these types of videos are making it easy to make videos like this.
Yeah.
Didn't exist.
Yeah, yeah.
When, like, you were right at the tail end of it.
Uh-huh.
Which is, you're like, all right, you got a couple things. It's not an HD.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Thank God. I.
But, yeah, because St. Patrick's Day, especially in Bethlehem, you get, you know, all the bars are like, we're just opening up and go nuts.
It's pretty fun.
One of the things I'm not a fan of is... green beer, like when they make...
No, not only green beer.
Like, I get it. It's funny. But yeah. I don't even know. I think it's like one of those placebo effects. Like, I don't think it changes the taste of it. It's just
food color.
It's just
food color. I think it gives me worse hangover,
but
too.
But it makes me, I feel like the beer is like flat.
Yeah.
I don't want to drink.
Yeah, I don't want anything. I want the beer, man.
The last thing I drank that was green is like Ecto Cooler.
And also, never once in Ireland have they celebrated with green beer.
Like, the beer wasn't, it's not green beer, it's like green shamrocks. Yeah. The beer can still be beer colored.
Yeah, just keep the beer.
But there has been some, I don't know what you call it. Some people are mad that it's not on the north side.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, that hat, like, they.
Things change.
It was just one of those things, is how it came about. So my goal, you know, and if I'm definitely going to talk to the people from this parade, and we're in the parade.
Nice. I think I'm in it too.
You're in the Lehigh Valley Eagles fan group.
Yeah, because we won the Super Bowl.
You're behind us.
Okay, nice.
So it's like Lehigh Valley with Love. We have like a bus with Steel Street Tours. And then I requested to have your float next to us somehow, but you guys are behind us.
That's awesome.
So, like, the first division is, like, the city, so the mayor, Willie Reynolds, or Buddy Willie, is going to be up front. So they put, like, the nice people out front, and then we're, like, division four.
Yeah, yeah.
We get back to the kids, hopefully, have, like, gone home.
Yeah, there's no more candy to be thrown. It's just full beer cans.
Yeah, it's like, what do you have?
I was thinking of, I'm going to wear a Minnesota Vikings shirt just so people throw full beers at me.
Especially, it's, like, that's good.
Yeah, so I can drink their beers.
One of our, but I don't want to give too much away, but I know two people who have bought full costumes.
Oh, yes.
Like, full head to toe. Why did you buy that type of
awesome.
Costume?
I can probably guess who they are.
But they're good. So the parade's going to be good. My goal, I would love, I think, and there's no reason why it can't happen, to have the parade start on one of the sides of the river and end on the other.
Yeah. North to south.
Like, what if it started, you know, right on Main Street area there? On the north side or the south side, and it just went over that bridge and ended. I mean, that's a mile, right?
Yeah. There's no reason why we should. There's a lot of reasons this day and age to not agree and to be split. But we should never split the north and south side of Bethlehem.
Well, no, and especially now, because the south side is getting all the new fun toys, like the new parking deck and.
But the north side is still so great.
It was classic.
Yeah.
So that's why you got to unite. You know, I kind of feel. Mm-hmm. But here, the thing too, I tell, because I've told some people, like, oh, well, the north side's not going to be as busy this year. I'm like, you know what? It might even be busier.
Right.
Because you're going to have all the people on the south side. It's going to be really full. I mean, the parade's at 1. So St. Patrick's Day, what? You start at 1 and you end at 4?
No, you don't.
You start at 1.
You end when you end.
So the fact that Bethlehem, you can, and I'll plug this now, Steel Street Tours, who's our float, like they're a bus transportation thing, they're going to run, and this hasn't been finalized, but you can check back with Lehigh Valley with Love or on our Facebook page. They're going to do a loop where they go to all these bars.
Oh, nice.
From the north side to the south side. There's going to be like 5 total circuits. Oh,
hell yeah.
So, like, you could be at Molly's Jump On, and you buy, like, a ticket for the entire day.
Nice.
So it's basically just as if Lanta was running to all the bars.
Yeah, like a nice little bar tour.
And that's all it is. But you can wait. You don't have to get out. You know that the bus is going to come.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a great idea.
So, Seal Street Tour.
Hopefully they put sawdust at the floor of the buses so we can.
I think the parade's going to be good, but yeah, It's basically the St. Patrick's Day parades are always the city saying, go, please.
Spend a lot of money. In my experience, any time that I've been in Bethlehem for St. Patty's, I've had at it to the full extent.
The one thing that I do have to admit that Scranton did way better is they were smart enough. They had porta potties on like every other block.
That's big.
Because that way you're like, listen, we know you're going to pee everywhere. You might as well just, we'll take the cost of whatever it is to rent like a couple of these, and we won't have people peeing on our sidewalks.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Because if you have the option of, I'm going to go pee in that corner or here's a porta potty.
Right.
I think it's probably like a 90%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Although there's something, at least from the male perspective.
Well, yeah. It's great.
To pee outside.
I would just rather, like, they don't have to worry about anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Is how it rolls.
Yeah. So, when is that, by the way? When is that parade?
No, they're the 17th, and, you know, I'll look it up just to be sure.
The power of Fawn line here.
Southside Bethlehem, St. Patrick's Day Parade.
St. Patrick's Day
Parade. I believe it's the 17th, which would make sense. Yeah, it's the 17th, which is Saturday at 1 o'clock, is when it's going to kick off. And it's going to start at Arts Quest, the steel stacks there, cool. under that fire bridge thing.
Yeah.
And then it's going to go down to the Banana Factory. So it's not like this huge parade, but we're still saying, like, hey, we don't want to go a year. Because what happens if you go a year without...
It's over.
Then it's just over.
It's over, yeah.
Because then it's hard to resurrect something like that. So I, even if it's not going to be anywhere near... as cool as maybe some of them in the past. It's unique. It's different. So, yeah, I think it's something that people should definitely...
Yeah, so meet us out.
Come out to.
Meet us out on the south side for the parade. Bring your candy and beer and maybe a porta potty and throw it along the route.
It'll be good. So, yeah, we...
We're wrapping it up.
We'll wrap up here. Every week so far, we've been giving like a shout-out to a local business that we enjoy, and these are not paid... yet. We're just kind of like getting it out there. So I wanted to give a quick shout out to, it's not local, but there's a local guy who runs the local section of it,
okay,
I guess, so to speak. It's an app called Spot Luck. It's one word, but Spot Luck. Basically, it's an app on your phone. If you're downtown in Bethlehem, I think it's going to go to Easton and Allentown.
Mm-hmm.
If you're downtown in Bethlehem and you're like, I don't know where I want to eat. Where do we want to eat? You're like, I don't care, whatever.
Yeah.
You hit the button on the app. And it goes through like a Wheel of Fortune type thing. And then it lands on a restaurant. And whatever restaurant it lands on, it's like, okay, we landed on this one. You get 25% off of if you go there.
Wow.
But you only have till the end of the day.
Right. That's cool.
And then the other ones, you know, it gives you a smaller discount. So
that would be good if you have a girlfriend or a significant other, because that's a big debate all the time.
Or if you have like eight people and they're like, we're going here.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
no, we're just going to do this.
Yeah.
And we're going to go.
Can you roll the thing multiple times in a night?
You get one per night.
Okay.
But, like, say you have five people. I guess you could game it a little bit. If you have five people and you really want to go to one, you could try. Like, you could all download it and try it. Either way, you're getting, you know, the idea is the restaurants are getting, hopefully...
more biz.
More business. Or, I think, for me anyway... you might go to a restaurant you might not normally.
Right, yeah.
You're like, I go to Brewworks all the time, then maybe you don't go to a different one. So.
Yeah, I feel I'm going to have to download that.
So download Spot Luck. The guy locally who runs the Bethlehem area stuff, I forget, you know, whatever. He's in charge of this area.
Okay.
He's a local guy. Like, I think he went to Liberty and everything.
So. Oh, cool.
So.
Cool.
Okay, we're going to wrap up this depressing episode, and we'll be back at you next month, hopefully with some happier news.
Yeah, look out for the hashtag Free Ed.
Yeah, Free Ed, and if he, we should make some prop bets on if Ed Pulaski walks in the parade, like the size of his balls are.
He's gonna have that cup of Wawa in hand.
Damn! All right.
See you guys next week. Have a good week.